Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Immortal Gamers podcast. Today we are on episode 4 of the Immortal Gamers podcast. I am Streetlamp TV. I'm here with my other host, Drowzen. Drowzen, introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And we are also joined again today by Mercy Lamb. Mercy Lamb, say hi, please.
Hello.
Okay. Perfect. And today's episode is kind of a... I want to start this off by doing a recap. For those of you who haven't listened to episode 1, we talked about Pokemon and the ethics of, the moral argument of dogfighting in Pokemon games, essentially. And Mercy had a really interesting take in that she said she didn't really care about the dogfighting or the Pokemon fighting, I want to say, as long as the Pokemon were happy. And that was essentially what she kept saying. Is that correct, Mercy?
Yes, basically.
Okay. And I have thought of something after the podcast. I want to bring it up back today now that we have her back on the show. And that is, you had said that it was okay as long as the Pokemon are happy. Would you say that it is okay for dog fighting as long as the dogs are happy as well?
Well, it wouldn't be correct. It wouldn't be morally right.
It wouldn't be morally right. Okay, so no. So with that in mind, where do you draw the line? Because if Pokemon, did it change your opinion on the way you see the Pokemon games? Like, is it still okay if they're happy? Or did it change it?
Pokemon are more intelligent than animals, though.
Okay, why do you feel that way?
Why? Because they're able to understand human language a lot better. They're able to make decisions on them, like, for themselves.
Sorry, saying you would make the comparison that it's more like a boxing match for humans than it is for dog fighting kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay, understandable. I can't really argue anything about that because I think it's a matter of opinion. Personally, for me, I see Pokemon more as pets than... I think you're putting them kind of above pets in a way, if that makes sense.
Yes,
like a,
I
like
am.
They're close. 100%. Okay, so they're closer 100%. To humans than pets.
Okay, actually, I have a question because I just thought about this.
Okay.
So, which is worse, having the baby Pokemon fight to earn experience, or is that still okay? Because obviously, everyone's going to agree that having like a Charizard fight, like a Blastoise or something, that's a Pokemon battle. There's no gives or takes. But like, trainers are allowed to walk around with whatever Pokemon they have. So what happens when you get put in a situation where it's a Charmander versus a Blastoise? Like, is that still okay?
Probably not, because again, if you were to put this in human standards, it's basically having a little kid against like I don't know, a sumo wrestler, right? And it's just like that kid's gonna die or be in the hospital for a very long time. So
okay,
probably not.
But in the Pokemon world, there's no restrictions to this, so...
No, but that Pokemon's gonna faint in the next 2 seconds.
And in the Pokemon world, you just have Mike Tyson going against a third grader.
The trainer's more stupid, I would feel like, if you're doing that.
So at that point, do you think it's up to the trainer to surrender, basically, at that point?
Yes.
Okay, so there is a line somewhere in there that you do draw.
Yes, where... there is a line I do draw for that.
So not all Pokemon battles are okay. It's as long as they're deemed fair.
I guess fair, or like at least in terms of their, like, final evolution, or like in their game it's high level until they're like level, I don't know, 60? I don't know, is that even a level? I haven't really played Pokemon that much.
So most tournaments balance everything around the level 50 or 100.
Okay.
Just for reference. So this goes back to my question. So like, does that mean that as long as it's like a baby Pokemon fighting a baby Pokemon, it's okay? Like as long as they're like on the even playing field? Or do you think it's still not okay to have baby Pokemon fight?
Well, how serious would the battle be? Because all I picture is like two kids like practicing wrestling, right? Wouldn't that be the same with two baby Pokemon? They're basically practicing wrestling, like fighting.
It depends on with the way you view Pokemon fights, right? So, do you view them in like the quote unquote real world where they're scratching each other, they're stabbing each other with their claws like they're supposed to naturally because they have claws and stuff. They're biting each other, ripping each other's flesh, or are you going by like the kid friendly like Pokemon version where it's like you punch, you kick?
I would probably say kid friendly, because for the other one, I think I have a different point of view for that one instead.
Okay, see, and yeah, I think that's also a part we didn't really touch up on is like the PG-13 versus the rated R version of things. Because yeah, in real life, you gotta think about it. These Pokemon are literally biting each other, and when we're talking about this topic, we are actually talking about the rated R aspect, by the way.
Well, I mean, that's just survival at the fittest at that point.
Okay. So then, hold on, but you brought up the anime for a little bit. So then, since you agree that at least it should be a little bit like in the similar playing field, so do you think Ash is an awful trainer for sending out his little Pikachu against stuff like Dragonites and Latioses?
Okay, Ash is just stupid in general. However, that Pikachu, for how long it's already been there, I'm pretty sure that's like a mature Pokemon.
No, they've actually proven this with numbers that Pikachu isn't like even above like level 60.
That is just sad. Wow, Ash, you're just a bad trainer. That's all
They
there is to say.
yeah, someone actually went through and did the math calculations for every single battle Pikachu's ever been in, and the EXP count wasn't even above level 60.
Yeah, okay. Can we like fire Ash? Like, can we get like a new person?
You want to cancel Ash? I'm down.
Yeah, can
Fuck
we cancel Ash now? Like,
him.
man,
That dude's
slacking off.
dude, it's okay. Just in time for the Ash from another universe. Maybe this one's better.
Red just comes in. Oh
No,
yeah.
it's blue actually. Ash is the one that's considered red. This
Oh.
is an actual thing that's happening in the anime right now, by the way.
As it should.
But
Well,
anyways, that's off topic.
that's off topic, but yeah, I think when we're talking about this, were you thinking in terms of like the PG-13 the entire time? Because I personally was speaking about like the rated R version, like dog
I mean, you
fighting
guys
isn't
put a lot of
PG.
like references to
The
the
anime.
PG-13 one,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's our bad, but when we're speaking about it in terms of
Well,
dog
okay, so
fighting, go
the
ahead.
reason for the PG-13 one is because that's the one that most people are familiar with.
Yeah.
But like, if you want to take it from like the rated R version, where for instance, I love using this example just because I think it's hilarious, as messed up as it is, where there's a scene where Giovanni freezes a Magmar and then breaks the Magmar into pieces. So he literally killed it. So like that's the type of world that Pokemon battles would actually
Would
be. Like
actually be,
that's
yeah.
how Pokemon battles would actually be.
Because you gotta realize we are comparing it to dog fighting, and in dog fighting, dogs do get killed. Dogs get they're blinded, they lose limbs, things like that. So we are speaking about it in terms of like the rated R version. So going back to that, do you still I think we need to reassess your opinions on the Pokemon dog fighting a bit. Do you still think it's okay as long as the Pokemon are happy?
Probably not at that point. Probably not.
Okay.
I was hoping you'd say yes, but
No, probably
understandable.
not.
Understandable. Yeah, it
If they're
confused
out in the
me.
wild, I'm pretty sure like that's just
Well, that's
survival
just
at the fittest.
yeah, no, that's 100% what that
But
is
like if they're
because
being forced to, probably not. Because they don't even know what's right or wrong.
yeah, I just realized we really messed up by comparing it to the anime because in the anime, they fight, but they're all fine,
They
like
never die.
they
Yeah, they
never
never
die.
die.
But when we're comparing it in terms of like actual dog fighting, there's no rules, the dogs are trying to kill each other, and that's kind of what I was trying to get into is yeah, there's no rules. Like dogs get really seriously hurt because these people want to see some dog
Yeah.
fighting, and with that in mind, I feel like a lot more people are gonna say no. The Pokemon
No.
world is just a savagery. Giovanni be out here killing Pokemon. Any other questions for this topic, guys?
No, I think that was just a good thing that we wanted to like do a callback on because it was something that we got curious about after the fact. And
Yeah, definitely.
I'm
Okay.
glad we also cleared up which one exactly were we were referring to. But yeah.
I think going forward, we need to stay in terms of like realistically, not just the anime and the, or we need to make it clear which one we're talking about, because I think that's what led to.
Because even in the games, like, it's the PG version where they just get fainted.
Yeah, they get fainted, and in real life, you're not going to get fainted.
I mean, you can be in a coma, you know?
Oh, true, true. But most likely just killed. Ooh. With that in mind, I forgot the other topics. Do you guys want to remind me? I guess you guys forgot the other topics.
Hold on, I have it pulled up right here. Basically, so it was talking about, is it morally okay to not choose a side?
Right, right. So let's go back to Fallout for a bit. Mercy, you had said that you're familiar but not too familiar, so let me refresh your memory. In Fallout 4, there's essentially these synths, which are AI / human / cyborg things. They're artificial, by the way. When I say they're like cyborgs, I mean they have some biomass, but for the most part they're artificial intelligence, and they're in human bodies, and the whole point of the game is picking a side. Do you think they're just tools, and do you want to kill them because of that, or do you think that they should all be freed? Hold on. And I'm getting an echo, that's why. Mercy, let me turn you down.
Oh, Mercy, you might want to turn down your...
No, I'll turn you down. Hold on. Yeah, that should. And let's go back. I can just edit it out, so it's not too big a deal. But yeah, like I was saying, you're presented with these synths, and you have to pick a side on, do you want to kill them because you think they're tools and abominations? Or do you want to save them because you think they're equivalent to human life, and you should free them all because you're morally obligated to? And I know it depends on your POV on if you think they are human enough to save or if they're just tools. But another question I wanted to ask is, do you guys think it's morally okay to stay neutral and actually not kill them or not free them and just vibe in the universe? What are you guys' opinion? Do you guys think you should? Do you guys think you shouldn't? What do you guys think? Mercy?
That's a hard one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna go with the picking a side. But I do think neutral probably would be like... I feel like neutral would be more for people who are unsure of what to do. And who are like, they just generally are just like, I don't know, both seem really good but really bad at the same time. But personally, I probably would free them.
You'd free them?
Yeah.
And okay, and hold on.
I feel like they're in, realistically, there should be nothing wrong with not choosing a side depending on the context.
Oh yeah, context definitely matters.
Yeah, because there are just some things that, like, you can say, are you on that side or this side? And you're just like, what do you mean there's only one side? The other one is literally crimes against humanity.
Mm-hmm.
But in situations where it's a little more ambiguous, I feel like it's perfectly okay not to be, you know, more to one side than the other, because we're human. That's how we are. Like, we have our own moral compass that sometimes can align with two different sides, making it difficult for us to go to either one.
That's understandable. I know some people are of the opinion that if you're not with us, you're against us. And I think it really depends on the kind of person you are and the topic of conversation. Because, for example, that topic about the Fallout 4 and the slaves, I think it's just it's going to boil down to whether you see them as slaves or not. And some people are simply going to say that because... they believe it's slavery, if you're not with us, you're against us, and you're basically for this, for slavery. You know, they're gonna be like, since you can't pick a side, you're siding with the oppressor, and that means that you are for slaves, even if you're neutral.
Yeah, it's the slippery slope fallacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
that, because you don't have a strong opinion, you obviously have the opposite opinion.
Yeah, and I think that's a very, slippery slope. But I just wanted to mention that a bit because know, I feel like some people just really see this neutrality as actually being against something, and it does matter on the context. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to think of one that's like very video game related. I would love to come back to that topic, but yeah, I just wanted to know your guys' opinion on that. With that being said, do you guys have any questions on that? I'll take any question. Don't jump at me at once with these questions, guys. You know, I can only ask so many.
Yeah, I mean, like, in terms of like how this relates to real life, I feel like, especially in the U.S., the political issues that have been coming up, I feel like this situation definitely resonates.
Mm-hmm.
Just because both sides, in terms at least from like a political coverage, mm-hmm. right now, are very depicted as having very strong emotions and confrontational one way or the other.
Yeah,
but I feel like it's perfectly valid to be, you know, in the middle ground. Like, I don't want to get political on this too much.
I do.
Okay. Like for instance. As much as like the meme is like, I lean left, very democratic, and very like socialist in my beliefs. But if you really look at it, like the part that the meme for the Republicans is always, oh, get those Mexicans back to Mexico. They're taking our jobs. This and the other.
Uh huh.
That is what the meme is, right? Like,
yeah.
Go back to where you came from. And as we're all Hispanics, we all generally do take some offense to that. But mm-hmm. to an extent, their argument is, I feel like, wrongly placed, because I do feel there does need to be something done more about border control, but mm-hmm. not in the sense that we need to just start automatically deporting people.
Okay.
Like, I feel like there should be a more organized fashion with how people can legally, you know, attain citizenship or residency of some sort without going through this giant hassle of needing to run through the border or have a lot of money kind of thing.
Understandable. Jump through the border like a Mexican. Can you tell me more about your political beliefs? I just want to see you dig a hole for yourself.
Oh yeah, don't worry. I believe in everything. I follow the terms of Scientology.
Jesus Christ. And
oh, I don't believe in that one.
Oh, okay.
Shocking.
Nice. How about you, Mercy? You weren't here for the episode where we kind of talked about ourselves, so let's put you on the spot. How about you tell us about yourself, because we can't really think of any other questions.
What would I be talking about, though? Like
yourself.
Like in general?
In general, so like, okay, to give you like a quick example, we introduced ourselves. My real name is well, I don't want to give my full name, but my name is Brian. I go by Bell. I am a male, bisexual, and Hispanic, and things like that. I'm mostly politically left leaning for anyone who's listening. Actually, you know what? Controversial. I'm right now. I am fully right wing, Republican. And
he's a liar is what he is.
That's it. So
that's so right.
I'm so right. I'm turning left. Mm-hmm.
Wow. If he's right, he definitely made three of them.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Okay then. My real name would be Fabiola. I go by Fabi though. I like Fabi a lot more. I'm also Hispanic, yes.
Okay.
I follow the same boat as you guys, basically.
Right wing, okay.
Yeah, right, you know, like 100%. 100%, how did you know? Wow.
Oh, wait, I thought that's what you said.
No. I'm basically the same as you guys.
Mm-hmm. A gamer.
Like the exact same.
A gamer, of course, perfect.
But, pan. But yeah.
A band. Oh, you like bread? Same. El pan dulce? 100%, bro. Understandable.
So good. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, so good. And We're kind of out of topics already that early on the stream. That's like a 20-minute podcast.
That's a Street Lamp's here fault. You can blame him.
Edit everything out, you know?
He did not prepare in advance this week.
Hey man, I was suffering from depression this week. I had to like stay on my grind set, you know. I had to stay some time on the treadmill just to try to get like a, you know, I was depressed and I was just talking to myself and I was like, "Why are you depressed? Just stop being depressed, bro."
Okay.
And it worked.
Hold on. I have one that is not directly related to games, but since we have in what like 2 weeks, we have Pokemon Shining Diamond and Shining Pearl and Brilliant Diamond coming out. Those are two big games for a franchise that is beloved across the world that is not being made by Game Freak. For the most part, Game Freak has always monopolized the creation of Pokemon games because they got given the rights to do so from Nintendo a while, like way back when. And I believe only they're allowed to like distribute the rights and let other companies actually produce this, like produce games. Do you think it is okay for a company to keep hoarding the rights to disallow other companies from making their product when the community that, you know, supports this product is constantly complaining because of issues that they have the produce like the game company has refused to acknowledge kind of thing.
I'm
For
so
instance, okay, so for instance, in Sword and Shield, Game Freak came out and said the reason that they, you know, couldn't have all the Pokemon is because they had all these new custom animations and whatnot. Yet that never seems to be an issue for any other company that comes in and starts creating a game for Pokemon that when they finally do get the rights. Like for instance, Brilliant, it's called Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. They have Pokemon Following You, which is literally a feature that's constantly requested for every single game. They have all new custom animations for every Pokemon. Like they literally went out and flexed and did everything that Game Freak has always said, oh, we can't do it because of XYZ reason. So do you think it is fair that Game Freak keeps shoveling like the fan base basically what things that they don't want because of one reason or another? That it's obviously not valid reasons if another studio can come in and do the same thing.
I feel like I don't understand the question at all, but I'm going to say that I'm fucking tired of these Pokemon games being absolute dog water, considering we're in a 2021, and it feels like they're still stuck in like the 2000s with how their video games operate. Like if every time I play a Pokemon game, I'm upset because it just feels like they might redo the animation and they might make it a little bit clearer. But we have games like Breath of the Wild and shit like that running on the Nintendo
Okay.
Switch.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Did you enjoy Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee?
I did, but that's because it was entirely casual. There's no sense
Okay.
of like.
That game was also not made by Game Freak.
Okay, but that game is 10 out of 10 perfect casual. You do nothing. All you do is Pikachu follows you and you high five him. He fi high fives you back, or Eevee does the same shit. But yeah, I want an actual Pokemon game that just blows my mind, not this repeatedly boring garbage of just fighting. I feel like they could seriously just release it in 8-bit sprites again, and I wouldn't care because because of how stale the new games are. Does that make sense?
No, it 100% does, and that's a problem that the community at large has. And they've come out and said repeatedly, like they've made like one excuse or another excuse, like that they're, you know, it's too much work to set up 893 different animations for all the different Pokemon and stuff
It's
like
too
that.
much work. Shut the fuck up. Give me a good game.
You literally are the highest grossing franchise in all of existence.
What am I supposed to do with all this money? You think I'm gonna spend it on animations? But then
Like,
what am I gonna do with the money? Percy,
yeah.
your thoughts?
I kind of actually feel the same, even though I haven't really played any. from what I've seen, it's like basically the same thing over and over. I'm like surprised people even buy new games. I'm assuming it's just for the new Pokemon. But at that point, I would just play like a free Pokemon game online and just like play that.
Yeah. I stopped buying Pokemon games because every time I play it, it's the same repeating over and over again bullshit. And like sometimes they throw in something new, but it's things literally no one asked for. Like, I can't think of anything like okay, so here's the thing, like the fashion show, all right, it was kind of cool, it was different, it was something new, but then to immediately just completely take that shit away and then give us something else randomly, and it's like, whoa there, like, you, why can't you have both of these things in the game, you know? And
to touch on that, so do you, let me just actually go one like step broader.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's okay for companies to add features to games, then take them away, and then reintroduce them as new content?
Yeah, I think that's awful. Bad. I think companies who do that are...
looking at you, Sims.
For real. Looking at you, Fallout 76. Looking at you, most of the Blizzard. Online games that I play. Blizzard, yeah. Riot Games. Just...
Well, I feel like Riot doesn't do that as much. I think the only problem was... With the new item system.
Yeah, it was the item system.
Honestly, yeah. I'm not liking the new characters they're putting out.
Halo dual wielding?
Neither.
You remember when you could dual wield, and then the next game they're like, nah, you can't dual wield anymore.
Yeah, weird. Real. I don't know, I have a lot of problems with decisions companies seem to make, where it's like, one second they bring in this feature, and the next second it's just completely gone. But at the same time, it's like, I think they know that they'll get more people if they take away certain features that people probably didn't like. And they're trying to figure out how to attract more people. I'm pretty sure someone out there, somewhere in the world, is crazy enough that they like dual wielding in Halo. And someone out there is crazy enough that they're like, oh my god, Pokemon? The same exact way? For the 10 millionth time? Yes, sir. Pre-order both of them.
I don't know. But now they get bigger.
What do you mean? Now they get bigger? Oh, Gigamax.
The Dynamax.
Dynamax thing. Honestly,
at that point, I would just play Pixelmon for Minecraft.
Oh, true. Yeah, no. That's
honestly,
also a big game.
Like...
It's not Pixelmon. That doesn't exist anymore. They got shut down, remember?
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
They got a cease and desist a long time ago.
But there's still people who like...
It's not official.
It probably can't be officially worked on anymore, but yeah. It's still out there, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That's
But I think it's funny because that Dynamax mechanic got removed from competitive play.
Oh, yeah, I remember. That's funny as hell.
Like, when that's your game's entire selling point, from a franchise perspective, like...
It's because they know they're not going to bring it back, or they know it's not going to be in the future games, and it's so fucking disgusting that they keep making these kinds of things, knowing that they're probably not going to be in the next games, like the Mega...
Okay, but the thing is, Megas actually were adored by the community at large. The only community that did not like Megas was the competitive community.
True.
And the only reason for that was simply because of the fact that they deemed it too overpowered in one way or another.
I think that I feel like the competitive community is a big driving factor in a lot of these games. But also, it feels like since the companies are run by boomers, they have absolutely no idea what to do with the competitive communities. And I think a good example of this that both of us have played, Drowzin, is a Pokemon Unite, where the ranked is absolutely dog water, and like it feels like there's absolutely zero communication
from
the developers ever. And the thing is, I still play it, and season 2 is starting soon, and there's like been no previews, absolutely nothing. We have no idea what's going on. There's so many broken characters. There's so many broken characters. There's so many broken things in the game, and nothing has been actually addressed. So I'm sitting here like wondering if I'm even gonna want to play during season two because they just never they haven't addressed anything. Like I don't know if they actually acknowledge that the characters are broken or not. For all I know, it's just some boomer in there thinking of what skin line to sell next. And it's
sorry guys, it was a bug.
Yeah, it was a bug. Yeah, it was literally the worst. One of the worst experiences in video games I've had is Pokemon Unite. Concerning like developer relationships.
Yeah, there was two characters that we constantly complained about, which is Snorlax and Wigglytuff, because they have a mechanic that can put you to sleep for like 6 years, and we're like, this is broken. How is this allowed to just be a thing? Like, normally in games you have like some sort of weakness, mm-hmm. like to characters to give them counterplay. Well, back then Wigglytuff had no counterplay. There was
you just get
she
slept.
She was tanky. She ran faster while she put you to sleep. And when you fell asleep, you were stuck there for 3 seconds. Like, there was literally no counterplay to it. And then when they finally nerf it, they're like, oh yeah, by the way, it was a bug, by the way, teehee.
Yeah, they said it's a bug. When you get hit and you're asleep, you're supposed to wake up. But they never once mentioned it. And it's not like the game was barely out. It was out for like a month or two already, I want to say. A month. Minimum of a month. And she's been in the game since like beta, and they just never addressed that it was supposed to wake you up when you got hit. So where everyone is sitting there in the community saying, this character is broken, this character is broken. It never got addressed until they fixed it. And then they had said, by the way, yeah, it's a bug that wasn't intended. We just never told you. And it was like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's just it's one of those things. I feel like going forward for most games to survive, I feel like developer interaction is an absolute must, even if it's not the directly like the developers directly talking to them. Like, if they're just like, hey, these are the issues that we're aware of and we're working on these right here, like even if it's nothing something big, like for some reason sometimes the color palette is wrong, I think we'll live if we don't really care know about that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but like when they're like, we're making this change to this character because that was never working as intended, but we never told you until after we fixed it, and you've been playing with under the assumption that that's just how the mechanic worked. Like, that's
yeah, and it's especially bad in quote-unquote competitive play. You know, if I'm playing ranked and turns out something was busted and broken the whole time, yeah, Fuck the devs, you know?
Yeah, it just left a really bad taste in my mouth. Like, I stopped playing after that. I know Street Lamp here still plays, but that just left a really bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, and the thing is, they're still 100% absolutely doing the same thing, which, like I said, is the main reason I'm not even sure if I'm going to play for the next season. I'm hoping they make changes to the ranked ladder, but it's been absolute radio silence from them. The only time we hear anything is the patch notes. And it's the only time they will say, like, oh yeah, by the way, this was broken the whole time. We just never acknowledged it. Mercy, do you have any thoughts on any company that does that? I don't know what games you play.
I mean, from all the games I play, the companies, they kind of just all suck at this point. Like, the two games I play, one of them is Genshin Impact, which is having so much drama at the moment because of the company and them having no communication with the community.
Right, right.
And another one I play is IDV, which also has a really bad company with communication. However, they are improving right now. They're giving the community a lot of things that they wanted for the past, like, 2 years.
And what would you say makes them poor communicators?
The fact that they do things knowing that it's going to make the community very mad. And then afterwards being like, oh, JK, we're just going to remove this and like do something else to make you guys happy.
Okay. So what you're saying is it's basically it's everybody pulling the Blizzard treatment of you think you do, but you don't.
Yeah. And then the community also, well, not the community, the company also getting very mad at the community and basically getting rid of something
It's literally the thing you do, but you don't.
Yeah.
So that's back. So Blizzard did the same thing where the community was begging for private or for like classic servers. That was literally the term that they used at BlizzCon, when they were talking to the developers directly, they're like, you think you do, but you don't. And the entire time immediately after this, they started shutting down like every single popular classic private server. And it's like, like it's really, really scummy to be like, you're not allowed to do the things that you find fun because we say so.
Damn, I had no clue. Blizzard always be on that.
Yeah, and especially right now where the person who was supposed to clean up their sexism issues fucking stepped down after 3 months.
He stepped down or he left?
She.
Oh, she?
Wait, yeah.
Tell me about this, because I don't...
So, basically, they hired on someone who was basically supposed to come in, you know, and help restructure the company in a way that, like, was supposed to be were less sexist, you know, more fairness across the board. And she is known, like, she has experience doing this with other companies and being successful at it, which is the whole reason where people were happy she got signed on originally.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, unknown reasons, after 3 months, she literally, she stepped down.
Do you think and that's... Sorry, go ahead.
People are it's all speculation because she said supposedly it was because she felt she could make a bigger impact by doing this other thing where she will make a bigger impact in the community at large overall. But I still feel like...
She gave up?
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like it does send a message to everyone on the outside of like, yeah, I can't do this. This company's like just too trash, you know? Like,
yeah.
What do you think about that, Mercy?
Like to give up on a company because they're trash?
In terms of like their ethics and yeah. Basically that they're just too sexist and it's too far gone.
Probably I would just quit.
Which is
unless I really, really liked the game.
Yeah, but this is what we're saying is that's basically what happened. After 3 months of her, that was her job. She was supposed to go in there and clean that up. She quit. After 3 months.
Yeah, I think it's over.
All right.
It's probably over at that point.
This is now a podcast episode based on the morality of companies and what it means when you play them. So with that in mind, keeping in mind this thing that you just mentioned about Blizzard, let's talk about developers and the connection that they have to games. Is it morally okay for gamers that we are to enjoy these games, knowing that these companies are essentially extremely fucking toxic and bullying their employees in ways that are just insane? Like, there's sexual assault, there's I think physical assault at Riot Games. One of the dudes was like farting on someone. There's bullying.
It's just straight up harassment, basically.
It's just harassment in every which way possible. And the thing is, it's not like these are small indie dev companies. These are huge fucking companies. Like, huge companies. I'm not sure how big their offices are, but to hear that these companies have allowed this behavior, especially for this long, that they're organizing protests and walkouts and everything, you have to wonder, okay? We, the gamers, know that this is going on. Is it morally okay for us to still support these games? And I'm not just talking about, like, money, because, you know, I feel like that's a different conversation, kind of, but more importantly, just, can I still enjoy Overwatch or something like that, even though I know that Blizzard is essentially, like, a piece of shit company?
So, I feel like it's one of these really, like, annoying things where, like, you should probably still, like, be able to enjoy your favorite games and kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like the only way you can actually express discontent
mm-hmm.
is with your wallet and your activity. For instance, Blizzard's metrics heavily rely on daily active users across all their IPs.
Mm-hmm.
So you simply logging on to Overwatch every single day,
you're giving them what they
you're
want.
You're giving them metrics that they want. So the only way, like if you're not what they consider like a power user,
yeah,
which is basically just someone who spends a lot of money, the only way you can really confront or send a message is by not playing.
Okay. And Mercy, like, what do you think about that?
Yeah. The way that, like, people in my game got what they wanted was that they started going on the review site for the game and started putting it at, like, zero and being like, this is the worst game ever. That's basically how we got what we wanted. We just wrote really, really bad reviews, especially because it's a mobile main game. That's what we did.
Okay, but in the context of, let's say, more in line with what Drazen was saying, like, the way you really hit a game like Blizzard is you stop playing. Do you think in a game like Genshin, which is, I believe it's a gacha-based, right?
Yes.
Yeah, in a game like Genshin, do you believe you speak with your wallet, or do you believe you speak by actually not playing the game?
It is a heavy gacha game. But to be fair, this game isn't really, like, pay to win, though. Like, if you, like, do everything the game does, it's just like, oh, you're gonna be the same as everybody else. So I would say it's not really heavily wallet-based. I would say more, like, actually playing the game would make a difference.
And, I know you guys are probably aware of this, but, keeping in line with, like, controversies and stuff, what do you guys think of the thing that happened with McCree? Are you guys familiar with what happened with McCree? Hopefully Drazen can explain it, because I completely, like, don't remember.
Half, do you know? Are you aware of the drama? Okay. So, McCree has now is officially known as, if I remember correctly, it was what, McCloud?
Yeah, I think so. It's his name now?
Yeah, it's McCloud, right?
It's like, yeah, I think it's like Cassidy. Hold on, let me.
Oh yeah, it's Cloud Cassidy. Yeah. I remember it had Cloud in it, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay, so they... Oh, Cole Cassidy, my bad. Okay, McCree's new name is Cole Cassidy because during this whole issue with Blizzard, more stuff came to light where it turns out that the person who McCree was named after, the developer, was how do I put this delicately?
You don't have to put it delicately.
Okay, he was a pedophile. And because of that, they went in and changed his name to be Cole Cassidy to no longer obviously honor that developer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know where the question was for this, but that's the whole situation.
The question I have for you is how the fuck do you put that delicately? Because that's what you said you wanted to do.
How do you put that delicately?
No, I don't know why you're asking to put that delicately. Like, honey, he's a pedophile. Like, what is there to put delicately? But the question was, knowing that we know now about his allegations, or was it proven? Because there's a difference.
I don't know, so I would just stick with allegations because I don't actually know if it was proven.
Let's just say allegations, because it usually is just a lot better to say allegations, especially if you don't
know.
It's safer, yeah. And so, allegedly a pedophile, so they changed his name, and there was outrage from the community because, you know, on one hand, the argument is it's just a character. On the other hand, he was honored after that guy. And the question is, do you think the company did the right thing by changing his name? Or do you think it really doesn't matter because at the end of the day, it's just a character? It doesn't have an impact, you know, like a... Do you guys think that it shows that the company is good or bad? Especially considering that we know now that Blizzard, you know, is an awful place to work at. What do you guys think, Drazen?
Repeat that one more time.
So, knowing what we know about Blizzard.
Yes.
That it's an awful place to work. What do you think about them taking the, I want to say, step of changing his name, knowing that it's tied to this guy who is allegedly a pedophile?
Okay, so this entire thing with all of their changes that they're making, I believe, is honestly just a bunch of bullshit virtue signaling. So, for instance, changing the name after a developer has done something really bad, like, okay, I can get behind that. I fully approve, like, if it was named, if his name was McCree, it was named after somebody that did something bad, like, was a pedophile, like, that's really something bad.
Mm-hmm.
By all means, go ahead and change the name. But don't go out of your way to make it this giant PR stunt to try to show how good you are of a company for doing this. Because they also did shit like, I wish I was kidding. In WoW, there is a section of the game that was literally designed to be like there's concubines, like there's like the whole thing. And there was like portraits on the wall of like pixel women like laying down like erotically in like bikinis.
Mm-hmm.
They changed all those pictures to be bowls of fruit.
I'm calling bullshit on that one. I think that's just too much, too far. Has the left gone too far? This is exactly why I'm right wing when it comes to these topics. Has the left gone too far? I can't have my pixel titties anymore. I'm mad. Mercy, well, what do you think about that?
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'll tell you after.
Mercy, what do you think about that?
I agree with Jasmine on that. Like, I think it's fine that you changed the name. Like, that's like, okay, respectable. But like, to go out of the way and be like, we did this, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. What do you think about the pixel titties? Has the left gone too far, Mercy? Has the left gone too far? I need to know. I demand answers.
Okay, and just like I said, for extra reference, the entire area where these pictures are housed still has characters labeled as concubines and like stuff like that. So it was depicted to be like on purpose, where it's a castle, where the owner of the castle has like a bunch of demon concubines that are under his service.
Oh, you didn't say they were demons.
I didn't. Yeah, it's a well-known thing where in WoW, everything that has the name concubine is a demon.
Okay.
But it's just like, literally no one cared.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no one cared. I think the left has officially gone too far, guys.
I don't think this is a left issue. I think this is a company's not understanding what the issues actually are, so they just change things that they think are bad,
making people angry.
Like I said, and then they just do it for virtual signal points. They're not actually doing it because they believe it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really matters. I mean, at the end of the day, I know someone's out there probably like, what the fuck, I can't have my pixel titties, but honestly, it doesn't matter too much. It doesn't sound like an insane change. I think the Cloud Cassidy thing, or whatever his name is, I think that one was made to be a bigger thing than it really was. I feel like it was made specifically because they wanted everyone to know that, hey, this person did this bad thing, so we are going to change his name to make us look better. And in reality, it doesn't matter. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter, but I do think that they did the I do think they did the good thing. I just think they made too big of a deal out of it when they really didn't need to, you know, unnecessary. But I find it funny. Did you guys have any other opinions on that?
Like I said, for me, it's just changing. Don't go out of your way to announce that you're actually doing stuff. Let the community see the change and let them decide whether it's worth praise or not.
Understand.
Because too many companies just keep going, pat us on the back for all these changes we're making, and we're just like, no.
For real, like, cool.
Like, you don't get brownie points for doing stuff you should be doing.
Yeah, exactly. There are other companies, or let's speak specifically about one guy. Give me one second. So, you guys have played Minecraft, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So Minecraft, if you guys are aware, Minecraft was originally created by one guy, Notch, and this guy basically says some very politically, let's just say if you browse through his tweets, you might get a bit enraged, or, you know, it's just everything he says, not everything he says, but he tends to say some politically charged stuff. You know, some could see it as him being racist, others could see him as him taking a stand for the left going too far, he's my hero kind of thing. And I just want to know, what do you guys think? Is it okay to enjoy Minecraft knowing that the guy who made it, obviously he's no longer there, but let's just say that he was. Is it okay? Would it be still okay to enjoy Minecraft for what it is? He says some pretty interesting things. I don't want to say exactly what he says, but let's just say they're racist. Do you guys have a problem playing those kinds of games knowing that the original creator is the kind of person he is?
I think it's one of those things where, in this instance, it's not, you're not supporting him by playing Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, by playing Overwatch or playing all the other games, because that metric, because logging in and playing the game is a metric that company cares about, or that like supporting of a poor institute cares about, then I feel like that does, you know, create, you know, you playing the game kind of sends a message that you don't care about the issues that are there, kind of thing. Or you giving them their money makes it seem like you don't really care about the issues at hand.
So, do you guys draw the line when you give it money? When you give them money? Is that where you draw the line, Drowsen?
No, I draw the line where doing anything associated with their IP increase, like, has some sort of metric value to them. So, for instance, Overwatch, you bought the game, it's free. At that point, like, you bought the game, you can play it whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to ever pay any more money. You've mm-hmm. already paid. You're locked in.
Yes. Yeah,
so at the same time, by logging in and playing the game, you give them a metric that they want. So it's the equivalent of, it's not necessarily the equivalent of giving them money, but it's the equivalent of giving them something of value.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's giving them something of value. That's the way I see it. So by reducing basically preventing companies or individuals from getting something of value from you doing something,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the only real way that you can, in this kind of world, as a small, like, as an individual, make a difference.
Okay.
In the case of Minecraft, that doesn't really apply because there's no metrics. Like, nobody checks how often you're logging into Minecraft, and you've already bought the game.
You've already bought the game. Okay. Understandable. Mercy, where do you draw the line?
I would actually draw the line for buying, like, merchandise. But I would say depending on the game, because, again, from Minecraft, I probably would. I wouldn't even buy merch from Minecraft, I'm going to be honest. Probably not. But, like, if I did, I would probably still buy Minecraft. But, like, I'm not a fan of buying merch for companies that I do not like.
Ah, okay. Is it just merch or, like, in-game things?
Also in-game things, yeah. I would go for in-game things as well. Like, I don't know what they would have. Skins or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cosmetics.
Yeah, cosmetics. Because you had brought Genshin up as a game, but you didn't... I'm not familiar with Genshin, but, like, you had said that they review-bombed Genshin to get what they wanted. Yeah. So were these people still playing? Were you still playing? Or did you join in the review bombing? Or were you just like, fuck Genshin, I'm not playing Genshin anymore?
Personally, I quit Genshin for like 6 months.
6 months?
And then, yeah, 6 months. And then I came back recently. And, I don't really spend money in this game just for the fact that you can kind of get everything for free. So I'm like, oh, there's no point to waste money in this game.
I was going to say, I'm also pretty sure the game that got review bombed was Identity V.
It was both of them, actually.
Oh, okay. They're fine then.
No, the reason that Genshin got review bombed was because of the anniversary. They did a really, really poor anniversary, and everybody just got so mad.
Right.
Whoa.
Everyone got mad and they review bombed.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And so with that in mind, we're getting close to an hour, so I'm going to hit you guys with one final question, and then that'll be it. Let's tie it into real life. So there are real life companies that if you do your research on them, you can see where they stand politically or whatever. And to use a perfect example that I see all my friends eating and going to Chick-fil-A. For those of you who did not know, Chick-fil-A or most Chick-fil-A's are Christian-based restaurants. That means sometimes they are, I believe they are not open on Sundays because Sundays is for the church. And also, if you did not know this, they are anti-LGBTQ. So knowing that, I have a lot of friends who will proudly say that they support LGBTQ, but also they eat at Chick-fil-A. Do you think that going to these places and spending their money makes them not actual supporters of LGBTQA? Or do you guys think that there's a fine line there? Personally, I just I see the irony in saying you support LGBTQ and going to these places. And I'd like to remind everyone that I am left-leaning. So personally, I have mixed feelings about this, but I'll let you guys start it off. Go ahead, Drazen.
All right, Mr. Right.
Oh, true. Right wing. Right wing.
Anyways, I completely get where you're coming from because, like,
mm-hmm.
I really like their breakfast sandwiches.
I know you do.
And it's one of those things, like, I am also left-leaning, so I also support, like, LGBTQ rights and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the thing is, I hate to say it, and it's one of those things that I do wish I could do more. Besides just occasionally maybe like donate or at least like show my support by voting with my actual like legal vote.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I don't really do much in my way to show that support.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate just because, like I said, like it's one of those things that it's not a big part of my life as I don't fully, you know, fall into that representation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of the problem is just, yeah. I may support it. I have friends who support it are all like that do fall under that umbrella, but I don't like fully go out of my way to kind of like,
fuck yeah, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, kind of thing. I do not eat there that often. Okay. Like it's very, very rare.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that does get offset by the fact that I do have other things that I do promote.
Okay.
Like I do support LGBTQ with
Okay, but let's ask you a more direct question. Do you think eating there directly means you're against the LGBTQ? Or do you think eating there just gives you a neutral stance? Like, you can claim neutrality because on one hand, yeah, it's they're anti-LGBTQ and you're kind of supporting the company.
I feel like you can claim ignorance.
You can claim ignorance? But, okay, and what... I want to know your boundaries of how you can claim ignorance because now that I've told you they're LGBT.
No, no, like if you're unaware of it.
Oh, if you're unaware.
And you're eating there just because it's a good restaurant. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone would give you flack for that.
You don't think anyone, but now that I've told you this, are you going to consider that every time you go out to eat?
I already knew that before and I've always considered it every single time.
Okay.
Like I said, it's one of those things where it does bother me. And I do think it gets offset a little bit by the fact that I do donate a little bit to LGBTQ, like, support, okay. Like, causes.
Okay.
And I do, like I said, I vote where I can.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't... It's one of those things, like, it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is hard.
Because it's one of those things, like, it's not my favorite, so it's not a big deal if I never ate there again. I don't think I would, like, die.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also on the same route that I go to work. So it's convenient because I don't make breakfast. So I normally, if I have to stop by and get breakfast or something,
mm-hmm.
It's on my way to work. It's convenient.
Okay, understandable.
And so it's hard. It's hard where I draw that line.
It's hard where you draw that. Understandable. A lot of people get confused, but I'm not saying this to be rude or attack you anyway, but a lot of people would take that as a neutral stance, and a lot of people would take that as you are picking a side by like being neutral, and they would say yeah that. And I just wanted to ask this question because it did tie back to the whole neutrality thing, and I just remembered about Chick-fil-A. And with that being said, Mercy, how about your thoughts? Do you think knowing that something like Chick-fil-A is anti-LGBTQ? I don't know if you eat Chick-fil-A, but would you eat Chick-fil-A? Do you think it matters?
I think it kind of sucks that they're anti.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be like, if it's there and it's the only thing there, I would probably go.
You probably.
But it would probably be my last option, not gonna lie.
Not gonna lie. But do you, the same question, do you think eating there is neutral? Like, it doesn't, like, you can still claim to support the LGBTQ and eat there, or if you go there, you're taking the side of anti-LGBTQ.
I think it's fine.
You think it's fine?
I think it's fine.
100%.
A company should represent you.
You don't think that's a reasonable choice? That's a reasonable choice. Personally, the right winger in me says yes, absolutely, Chick-fil-A. Yes, let's eat there 24/7. Chick-fil-A, if you're watching this, I would like a sponsorship put right here.
Whoa, sponsorship.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I will eat Chick-fil-A on this stream. But the real me says I feel like what Drowsen said is accurate. You can claim ignorance, and also a little bit of what Mercy said is if you choose to support a company, it's not going to define you entirely. And even if you do know that they're anti-LGBTQ, I don't need a Chick-fil-A, by the way. I think that's important to know. This is, I don't need a Chick-fil-A. I think their food is
except
gross. Except when you made me for an episode of the Food Junkies. And I would never really eat a Chick-fil-A. Not just because they're anti-LGBTQ, but because I don't think the food is good, so it's kind of a bad opinion for me. But let's say, I think it also depends on the topic. You know, for example, LGBTQ, some people are just like, yeah, you know, I don't really fall under that umbrella, so I can eat it, you know, it's not too big of a deal. But then you get into other companies like Blizzard, where it's like everyone gets harassed, and you're like, yeah, but you know, I don't really work at that company. And then there might be another company where the main guy, like, let's just say Jack from Jack in the Box, was anti-abortion and supported the Texas law. You know, there's gonna be some people out there that are like, whoa, don't eat Jack in the Box, you know. And I think that's just gonna happen with every company, you know. And I think it's just one of those things where when you start learning about a company and like the opinion of their CEO, you have to choose to either detach them from the company, unless it's like the what. Go ahead.
I feel like what ends up happening too is that every company has too many skeletons in the closet for you to really be able to make.
Yeah, like Disney with the racism.
Yeah, like it's one of those things where like what ends up happening is you can't basically support anyone.
Yeah,
like you and there's not enough, you know, indie like stores to be able to actually, you know, to survive and like function society without going to these like main chain stores that may or may not support things that you don't approve of.
And I just think it's interesting because I know a lot of people who I call them extremists because they're passionate about their views, and I'm just not that passionate about the views. But that's the thing about being humans is we have opposing views sometimes. And I know that there's some people that always, when these topics come up, they say, if you do that, you are against us, or if you don't pick a side, that is the equivalent of picking the wrong side, because you're not doing anything. You're wasting energy. Now, I've had this conversation before with a couple of topics. I don't want to get into it on stream because it could get really political really fast. But I'm neutral on a lot of things, or I think if you don't pick a side, like, it's okay. And I know a lot of people that will just be like, you're wrong. You have to be vocal about every single thing you believe in, otherwise the other side wins. And I don't think that's necessarily true. And with that, I'm gonna let you guys do you guys agree with that in general, or now that we've had the podcast, or are you guys still on the same boat of you gotta pick a side?
I've never thought that you have to pick a side, because it's one of those things that, like, unless it's like true crimes against humanity, I feel like there is always that gray line.
Mm-hmm.
And without getting too political, like, I do feel like there are limits to everything.
Yeah.
So like, I may agree with like an argument, but up to a point. Just because after a certain point, it becomes.
Yeah,
I feel like it becomes unnecessary.
Of course, of course.
And again, this is all with me just trying to avoid getting too specific.
Same. I don't want to get too political because then the podcast is just going to go on and I don't know if you guys have stuff to do. But Mercy, how about you? Do you still I honestly forgot, sorry, but do you think that neutral side is still okay, or do you think you have to be on the extreme side?
You're allowed to be neutral. Mm-hmm. I don't think everything needs to be black and white.
Okay. Now, why does it have to be black and white, Mercy? No. I'm just playing. But with that being said, that made me lose my train of thought. With that being said, where do you draw the line? Like, Drowzin had said that he draws it at, like, human mutilation or something like that, right? Human
oppression. It's basically crimes against humanity.
Like, yeah, where do you draw the line?
Probably also with that, like, if it's gonna be, like, life-changing. Yes, I feel like it's gonna be life-changing or, like, world-changing.
World-changing.
I feel like you might have to pick a side.
Okay, like, so for for instance, for me, that whole abortion, like, again, not to get too political, but the whole abortion law, I just think is ridiculous in terms of it. That shouldn't be legal. Like, there should be no way to legally enforce that.
Respectfully, I agree, but also, we can't really talk about that without getting too political.
Yeah. That's all I'm gonna leave it at.
Let's tie it back to the topic that we had originally gotten off point from, because I had completely banked out. Fallout 4 and the slavery of the artificial intelligence. Do you guys say you have to pick a side because essentially what is equivalent to human life is being enslaved, or do you guys think that you don't have to choose a side? You can remain neutral on a topic like that.
So I think in this instance, you're allowed to be neutral simply because there is a point of view where you can see it as strictly mechanical.
Okay.
If you were to put it in the same context of, like, these are real people mm-hmm. that are really under slavery, then obviously that's a crime against humanity, which case I would definitely be against that kind of thing. And you have to, in my mm-hmm. eyes, you would have to choose a side at that point because...
Okay. You can't be neutral when it comes to... And how about you, Mercy?
I still think that stay neutral if you are very unsure, you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you gotta pick a side eventually for that.
You feel like, so when you boil it down, you do feel like you have to pick a side. You can only claim ignorance for this.
For that, yes.
You can only claim ignorance for so long. That is a subject.
Before you it's probably gonna come at you eventually.
You're right. They do have the Underground Railroad in Fallout 4, which tries to help them. And I agree that when it comes to things like slavery, you kind of gotta pick a side, you know, like you gotta. And I think that's where I draw the line, is also in just like crimes against humanity. You kind of have to draw the line. You know, you can't just be like, oh, yeah, that has nothing to do with me over there. And it sucks because you're stuck in a place where you really start questioning your morals, because you're not gonna know what you pick until it's happening. Then you're like, oh fuck, do I really gotta do this? You know, like, do I really gotta stand up for my fellow human beings, or do I just let this atrocity continue? And some people are like, that atrocity has absolutely nothing to do with me, and in a way, they're right. You know, it might not, but also, some would argue that that's just as bad as committing the atrocity. They're like, yeah, what the fuck they doing over there? And you gotta go find out. Do you guys have any more questions for today?
No.
I'm gonna take that as a no. Did you guys want to plug anything?
Mercy? I don't think Half has anything to plug.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Okay, so remember, guys, on the podcast, we are streaming live on twitch.tv/streetlampTV. This has been the Immoral Gamers podcast. Remember, I am StreetlampTV. That is Drowzin.
Hello.
And that is Mercy. Mercy.
Hi.
Again, thanks for coming back. And remember, guys, for those of you who are listening, you are deserving of love, even if you do not pick a side. The right side is the correct one. But even if you do not pick a side, just remember that you are deserving of love. And if you feel exhausted, if you feel depressive, you will get over it. Personally, I was just struggling with it today in the last couple of days, but I just decided to not be depressed anymore, and it kind of worked for me. I tricked my
That's
own
not how
mind.
it works, but yeah.
I tricked my mind. I was like, how are you gonna let your brain tell you what to do, LMAO? Just get up off the bed. And that's exactly what I did. I'm not saying it works for everyone, but it worked for me. I kind of tricked myself to get out of bed this morning, but I know that's not exactly how it works. But it worked for me, and I know that some of you need more help than others. I hope you are getting the help that you need. Just remember, it is okay to be down sometimes. It is okay to stay in bed. It is okay to take things slow. I hope you guys have a good night, and
And it is
please,
okay to ask for help.
it is okay to ask for help, except for me because I'm usually busy. But other than that, I hope you guys have a good day. And remember, if you guys have any topics, please send them to twitch.tv/streetlamptv. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we hope to see you again. Bye.